Women of Color in Marketing. Companies in America need to broaden their marketing efforts to include women of color, a diverse and influential group often overlooked in advertising. When we talk about women of color in the U.S., we're referring to Hispanic, African American, Asian American, and Native American women. In the past, some businesses hesitated to target women, fearing it might upset their traditional male audience. However, attempts to appeal to women, even by industries like car manufacturers, often missed the mark and left potential customers feeling excluded. Women from all backgrounds have faced subpar treatment in various industries, from banking to real estate. It's time for savvy companies across all sectors to tap into the potential of women of color as consumers. America's diverse female population. In America, there are nearly 54 million women of color, making up about 35.2% of all females in the country. Between 2000 and 2007, their numbers grew much faster than the overall female population. These women come from various backgrounds. 40.8% are Latina, 39.5% are Black, 15.4% are Asian American, and 4.3% are Native American or Native Alaskan. What sets women of color apart from white women are some important differences. On average, they're about 11 years younger. They also represent a larger portion of super affluent households, bringing in $200,000 or more annually. They tend to have more say in household spending decisions and are more likely to be single or entrepreneurs. Many wealthy Hispanic households are found in big cities like Miami, New York, and Los Angeles. According to the census, there are about 22 million unmarried women of color aged 15 and older. Due to the high number of single African American women and the youthfulness of women of color overall, more than half of them, about 55.8%, are single. Regardless of their marital status, women of color often lead their households and have control over all spending decisions within them. Women of color in business. Lots of women of color run their own businesses, and many Latinas especially love selling products directly. According to the Center for Women's Business Research, businesses mostly owned by women of color made a whopping $230 billion in profit and hired 1.6 million people from 1997 to 2006. In that time, the number of private companies mainly owned by women of color shot up nearly 6 times faster than all private companies combined, 120% versus 24%. Together, these women make more spending money than you might expect, considering factors like their background, how long they've lived in the country, what language they speak, and their education level. Overview of Latina women in the U.S. The Hispanic population in the United States is set to triple in size to 133 million by the 2040s. Among this group, Latina women come from diverse backgrounds including the U.S., Mexico, Cuba, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Central America, South America, and Spain, among others. They may speak both Spanish and English, with many preferring Spanish. Some have mixed racial backgrounds, blending white, black, Asian, or other ancestries. Over half of the Hispanic women are married and place great importance on family, often viewing themselves as caregivers and godmothers, Marinas. The Latina female population is growing at a rate 4 times faster than the overall female population in the U.S. Notably, Latina women have a median age of 27.8 years. Making them the youngest subset of American women of color. The importance of recruiting and marketing to Latinas. Recruiting Latinas offers companies the advantage of securing committed, long-term employees. Additionally, targeting Latina consumers can lead to gaining loyal customers for life. Latinas are becoming increasingly educated, particularly those who are second and third generation immigrants. Almost half of U.S.-born Latinas have a college education, and women represent the majority of Latino students pursuing postgraduate studies. Latinas are a diverse group with varying backgrounds, which affects their purchasing decisions. The largest segment of U.S. Hispanics is Mexican, making up 64% of the population. Another significant subset within the Hispanic community includes around 22 million individuals who identify as Afro-Latino, having both African and Hispanic heritage. According to the National Survey of Latinos, a quarter of U.S. Hispanics primarily speak English, nearly half prefer Spanish, and 28% are fluent in both languages. Understanding these distinctions is crucial for effective recruitment and marketing strategies targeted at Latinas. Mothers of color. Almost half of mothers in the U.S. are Latina, Black, or Asian. Among Latinas, 73% are mothers, along with 62% of Black women and 60% of Asian women. The New York Times noted in August 2008 that 1 in 4 American geographic counties have passed or are approaching the tipping point where Black, Hispanic, and Asian children constitute a majority of the under-20 population. Mothers of color value motherhood and believe that having a child is an experience every woman should have. Most mothers of color hold jobs, participate in community activities, and care for children and elder relatives. They experience more pressure at work and are hesitant to take time off for their children's activities, such as school plays or soccer games. Many lack a spouse to support them, so they raise their children to be independent, obey rules, help out around the house, and take care of themselves and their siblings. Mothers of color prioritize supporting their communities, particularly through faith-based groups. They strongly oppose placing their elderly family members in nursing homes and believe they can offer superior care at home. They are cautious about taking risks and are unlikely to try products that are untried, untested, and unendorsed. Women of color in business. According to a report by the Small Business Administration in 2006, women of color were the majority owners of 2 million American companies. These businesses employed over 1.2 million people and brought in a whopping $165 billion in sales every year. Among Hispanic female business owners, 41% either co-own their companies with men or hold the majority stake. Latin entrepreneurs contributed $53.9 billion, making up 24% of the total sales of Hispanic-owned businesses. In the realm of Black entrepreneurship, it's notable that 52% of Black-owned businesses in the U.S. are owned or co-owned by women. Despite their significant presence, Black female entrepreneurs face challenges. They generate $27.1 billion in sales, constituting 31% of total Black-owned business revenue, but they earn significantly less than their male counterparts. On average, businesses owned by Black men rake in over $100,000 annually, while those owned by Black women make less than half that amount. This indicates hurdles in accessing capital and networking opportunities. Interestingly, a quarter of Black female-owned businesses operate in the fields of healthcare or social assistance. Asian American women in business. Asian American women lead the way as the most successful business owners among women of color in the U.S. A quarter of Asian American women entrepreneurs have employees, surpassing other ethnic groups. They own 42% of all Asian-owned businesses in the U.S., generating $92.2 billion in sales annually. On average, their businesses make $200,000 a year. Similar to Latina business owners, Asian American women mostly work in retail, 20%, and wholesale, 23%. Despite their achievements, female entrepreneurs still face challenges. Women generally earn less than men, with women of color facing the greatest income disparity. Latinas earn 38 cents and Black women earn 35 cents for every dollar earned by men. The income gap stems from limited networking opportunities, lack of capital, and less effective business strategies among women entrepreneurs. Immigrant women also encounter language barriers hindering networking and access to business mentors and funding. Prioritize diversity marketing to women of color. For smart businesses, focusing on hiring and marketing to women of color is essential. But to succeed in these diversity initiatives, the commitment must start from the highest levels of leadership. Top executives should clearly outline their plans for targeting women of color in company reports and documents, ensuring buy-in from all staff members. It's not just about words, action is key. This means setting measurable goals for profitability in marketing campaigns aimed at Black, Asian, and Latina women, and actively recruiting and retaining women of color while valuing their perspectives. When it comes to advertising to these women, it's all about understanding your audience. Identify who they are, what they want, and how your products or services can meet their needs. Take into account factors like age, job, lifestyle, cultural background, language preference, and marital status in your marketing strategies. Remember, actions speak louder than words. By observing the shopping habits and behaviors of women of color in various settings, such as stores, museums, or restaurants, you can gain valuable insights into their preferences and potential purchases. Use targeted media channels based on solid market research to effectively reach this audience. Key points. 1. Women of color, including Hispanic, African American, Asian American, and Native American, are vital but often overlooked in marketing. 2. Despite past neglect, companies must now target women of color for sustainable business growth. 3. Understanding the diverse backgrounds and preferences of women of color is crucial for effective marketing. 4. Women of color represent significant purchasing power, with Latinas, African Americans, and Asian Americans each contributing uniquely. 5. Latina, Black, and Asian American women are dynamic forces in entrepreneurship, driving economic growth. 6. Mothers of color play pivotal roles in their families and communities, balancing work and caregiving responsibilities.